He is always with you. A compilation.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Ask anyone, and they'll agree that today's world is very different from the one our parents and grandparents knew. When everything in life seems to be changing, making us feel anxious, lost, or as though life is a terrifying journey through uncharted territory, we can rely on our unchanging God. He is constant. He is the same today as He was when He walked the earth, and He will be the same tomorrow. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Even though we don't know what the future holds for us, come what may, it is impossible for God to leave us alone or to fail us when we need Him. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Ronan Keane. Things are going from bad to worse, Lord, I thought as I pulled my sunglasses over my eyes and stuffed my hands as far as possible into my pockets. I don't think you love me anymore. Yes, I do, a voice whispered in my heart. No, I don't think so. But I do. Can you show me your love? All right. What would you like? The road I was driving on was dry, noisy, and dusty. What was I unlikely to find? If you show me a red rose, then I will know that you still love me. Just one? I thought I heard him laugh. For you, I would give a bucket full of roses. As I thought about it later, I realized how foolish my request had been. God doesn't have to prove His love. He is always with us, whether we realize it or not. That afternoon, I met a friend at her office. While we chatted over coffee, my mind was elsewhere. I had told God that He need not hold me to my word because I knew that He loved me and would always care for me. But deep down, I still wondered about my request. Would I see the proof I had requested? When our conversation came to an end, I got up to leave. And then I saw it. A small clay vase on the corner of the desk held a little arrangement of a handful of ferns and one red rose. My heart rejoiced. Thank you, Jesus. This isn't over just yet, I seemed to hear Him say. I had something to show you at the corner of the road as you entered your friend's office. Only you were too busy to see it. Take a look around. I stepped out of the building and the first thing that caught my eye was not one, but four buckets full of red roses smiling at me. And besides that, there were shells of single red roses behind. It was a florist's shop. On any other day, this sequence of events might have just been a coincidence, but on this occasion, the unexpected appearance of all those roses coming on the heels of my earlier conversation with God helped reassure me that He cares about me personally. He will never leave me, and His love will never fail. He loves me and you, and He is going to make something wonderful out of our lives. Paloma Sridhar. Thank you. A comforting promise in Scripture is that God will never leave those who are His. The promise, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," was first given to Israel and Joshua before entering the Promised Land. Joshua's task of taking the Promised Land seemed impossible, but with the Lord, the task was possible, for He would not forsake Joshua. "Never will I leave you." At salvation, Christians are permanently indwelt with the Holy Spirit, who is God Himself. Christ affirmed that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would be with His followers always. Also, Jesus told His disciples that He would be with them to the very end of the age, a promise that has to include present-day believers. The God who promised to never leave Joshua is the same Lord who says He will never leave believers today. God's eternal promise that He will never leave or forsake believers is not only comforting, but also provides courage to followers of Christ. Because God will never leave or forsake His children, they can live unafraid. Like Joshua, being encouraged to complete his appointed task, Christians can also be emboldened and strengthened by the promise that the Lord will never leave or forsake them. GotQuestions.org. He was just a little boy on the week's first day. He was wandering home from Sunday school and dawdling on the way. He scuffed his shoes into the grass. He found a caterpillar. He found a fluffy milkweed pod and blew out all the filler. A bird's nest in a tree overhead, so wisely placed on high, was just another wonder that caught his eager eye. A neighbor watched his zigzag course and hailed him from the lawn, asked him where he'd been that day and what was going on. "I've been to Bible school," he said, and turned a piece of sod. He picked up a wiggly worm, replying, "I've learned a lot of God." "Very fine way," the neighbor said, "for a boy to spend his time. If you'll tell me where God is, I'll give you a brand new dime." Quick as a flash, the answer came, nor were his accents faint. "I'll give you a dollar, mister, if you can tell me where God ain't." Author unknown. Prayer. Jesus, when I think about your promise to never leave or forsake me, a warm feeling wells up within me. Nothing can compare to this promise. You are the only one who can make such a guarantee. I could lose everything else that is dear to me, my health, wealth, and loved ones, but I will never lose you. You remain faithful. You stick closer than skin, nearer than my shadow. You are the great constant in life. Thank you. Activated. I will never leave you alone or comfortless. I will never leave you without guidance and direction. I will never leave you without grace and strength to fight life's battles. I will never leave you without rest and renewal. I will always provide your needs. Follow the path on which I set your feet. It is a path that leads to the best life that you could possibly have. There is no greater security than is found when you invite me to go with you day by day and involve me choice by choice. Together, we can make more of your future than you ever could on your own. Watch as I unfold the mysterious and beautiful canvas of your life. Jesus. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.